Hello, this is part 4 in the series, The Pre-Ten Commandments, Current Will of God. In this part, we're looking at Genesis chapter 1, verses 29 to 30. These verses speak of what was the original diet for human beings. In Genesis chapter 1 from verse 29, it reads, "Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it, they will be yours for food. Verse 30, and to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds of the air, and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give you every green plant for food. And it was so." In what we've just read, it reveals that God gave the first human beings and mankind as a whole a specific diet that was fit for consumption. This diet consisted of specific plants' produce and fruit with seeds in it from trees. In verse 29, we read that every green plant was given to animals and creatures that move along the ground to eat. This means that the original diet for both humans and animals was what we call in modern terms vegan. A meat or animal flesh diet was not God's original will for humans and animals. Now, this is the current and continuing will of God in that it was man's original and only diet from God at the beginning. However, even so, God in Genesis chapter 9 verses 1 to 4 permitted the eating of meat following the great flood. Thus, God's full will is that both certain plant and animal products can be consumed by humans, eating certain meats, and not all animal flesh, as found in various places in the scriptures, is God's permissive will. So to summarize, God formed man to originally only eat food from seed-bearing plants and to eat seed-bearing tree fruit. God permits us to eat food that is fit for human consumption as revealed by God. Lastly, God designed animals to eat from green plants only. Thank you very much for joining me for part 4. Please join me again for part 5 in this series of the Pre-Ten Commandments, Current Will of God. God bless.